الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولكل جعلنا موالي مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون والذين عقدت أيمانكم فآتوهم نصيبهم إن الله كان على كل شيء شهيدا. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that there are certain qualities which Allah Ta'ala has given preference to some people over other people. And all have got certain special qualities from Allah Ta'ala. And those which are beyond our capacity to acquire, we must not worry about that. Like being tall or short, being white or black, those are things which Allah has made up and we can't change that. We should not worry about that. Then Allah encouraged us that what we can do, we must do. That is, strive to please Allah and acquire our akhirat and make our akhirat as wonderful as possible. And then those things where we can take from Allah, make dua and ask Allah for tawfiq to do good deeds, etc., that we must engage in. Now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains about one aspect again of the laws of inheritance, that Allah Ta'ala Himself has fixed the shares for everyone. وَلِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مَوَالِيَ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ. اور ہر کسی کے لئے ہم نے مقرر کر دیئے ہیں وارث, اس مال کے چھوڑے مرے ماں باپ اور قرابت والے. And we have made inheritors for all those things which are left behind by the parents and family people. In other words, whoever passes away and whatever wealth he leaves behind, Allah says, we have fixed who the inheritors were, who will inherit and how much they are going to inherit, how much the children will get, how much brothers, sisters will get, how much the father, mother will get, all that we have fixed it already. So that is by fixed by Allah Ta'ala. Then another aspect also about inheritance, وَالَّذِينَ أَقَدَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ اور جسے معاہدہ ہوا تمہارا. And with regard to those people that you have made an agreement with, this agreement refers to that when the Muhajireen of Makkah came to Medina Sharif, then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam paid them, every brother that had come from Makkah Sharif, and he had left everything of his behind, his business, his family, everything. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam paired him with one brother of the Ansar, the Muslims of Medina Sharif, and then he shared all his things with his brother of Makkah Sharif in order to put them on a footing to get back onto life and to get going. So this agreement, this pairing up, so for that also Allah Ta'ala had fixed a share. At the beginning it was 1/6. That when any one of the two passes away, the other one will inherit 1/6 of the other person's share. فَآتُوهُمْ نَصِيبَهُمْ اُنْكُوْ دَيْدُوْ اُنْكَ حِصَّةً. And so give them their share. Later, this was abrogated and cancelled. And then there was no more a share left between the two brothers that were made brothers for the sake of deen. But now it was that if you wish to voluntarily, you could write down a share for that brother. But it was no more compulsory, and neither was that 1/6 compulsory. Inna Allaha kana ala kulli shayin shahida. Beshak Allah har Allah ki roo baroo hai har cheez. Undoubtedly, Allah is a witness to everything. Everything is in front of Allah Ta'ala. So this laws of inheritance also must be maintained as Allah has fixed them. Very sadly, from the beginning till today, Muslims in one area where we don't observe the laws of Allah, it is in inheritance. Many a person, a rich person, a religious person, but he gives out the shares according to how he feels like. Many a person goes to lawyers and pay huge amounts of money to have their wills drawn up. whereas the well has been drawn up by Allah Ta'ala already. But we spend so much money, and that is completely against the laws of Sharia, the wells that they draw up, especially those people who have made a second marriage, and then they want to try and please everyone. The laws of Sharia has fixed even in there the shares for everyone. It is not for us now to make up our own laws. And many a person thinks he's very clever in how he has planned everything. And in all these matters, it is just lot of money wasted, lot of time wasted also. And because a person says, for this person I will fix so much, that person I will fix for so much, and he thinks of his old age, etc. And nobody now knows who is going to die first. We fix everything for our old age, and we ourselves pass away first. Or we fix so much for our wives, and they pass away before in front of our eyes. So it isn't for us to do all this. We must just submit to the laws of Allah and the shares which Allah has fixed. And in that, Allah gives lot of barakat, and everyone gets looked after well too. But when we choose to do it our way, then it comes clearly in the Hadith Sharif, Allah leaves you to your own way. And then Allah does not care in which valley you go and destroy yourself. And in this way we have seen many a person, though having left so much of money, but the inheritors then suffer the consequences. Many times they hardly get anything. That the lawyers, they fight their cases and they lengthen, prolong their cases, and they are just collecting their fees, and all this money of inheritance goes into the hands of the lawyers, and the inheritors get nothing. When they were greedy to get more, at the end they get nothing. And many times they still have to pay the lawyers, and then they are losing out. So we should just submit to the will of Allah Ta'ala and accept the Islamic will, which is available at a very small petty cost. In fact, we can say for nothing it is available. We should sign that will and make all our things according to Sharia. May Allah give us tawfiq, and in that way we will get lot of barakat, peace of mind, contentment of heart, and lot of goodness will abound from Allah's side. May Allah give us tawfiq and guide us to righteousness.